You have just entered the KD Mod Podcast. Keyboard plus mouse or die.
Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome to episode 116 of the KD Mod Podcast. Woo! It is 11/2/2013, and we are in, I guess, day two of our Extra Life Marathon. It is Saturday, soon to be Sunday. And we've been streaming for how many hours so far? 34-35-ish hours. This is a live episode with not that long.
It's been like 27.
Okay, well, I'm getting false information. Yeah, Matt, from Tim,
nice
over
try.
Here. So
thanks, Tim. Tim literally just shouted out a random number, and you just took it.
69.
Okay. People already jumping on me about stumbling over KB Mod by saying you saying Pay B Mod. I love the community. Great community.
Pay me Mod.
Pay B. You know, it should
we
be
ain't
Pay
doing
B
this
Mod.
Shit
maybe
for free.
Maybe every podcast should be paid.
Maybe it should be Pay Me
from
Mod.
This point on. I don't know. No, but we're. We're having a good time. We're going strong. We raised how much money so far? Actually, I probably look it up myself if I wasn't lazy. Let me look it up. Okay, hold on. We all should know this.
$93,954.
Nice. And right now, Gassy Max is streaming. I think Diction is as well. A couple other people on the team helping to rake in the dough as well as our own efforts. And how's it been so far? People in the basement, holla if you hear.
Fat, greasy nerds everywhere.
So many greasy, fat nerds in the basement.
I think we're all ready for a group shower.
I got to remember holding down my microphone. Yes, we are.
We're going to pile into the shower after this podcast is done. There'll be like one person streaming alone.
Yeah. Everybody go to bed.
No, the shower.
Dan. Oh, you want to shower together?
Yeah, we're all gonna pile into the shower and just let the water run.
I think we'll take
the
Cave Mod Confessions. Yeah, we'll take the Cave Mod Confessions laptop into the shower with us.
I thought we were just using a hose in the backyard.
Well,
we should de-louse Scott in the backyard.
wait, time out. You're de-wetting me?
We're gonna de-louse
you. Oh, de-louse.
Throw flour all over you.
I thought you said hose on you. I thought you said de-flower initially.
Well, I mean, we might do that too.
That's probably going to happen, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So, in addition, we have Philip with us. Philip, what's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going? Earlier, well, I guess we weren't technically live with the version podcast. Bob was talking to you, but it's good to have you here. We want to recap what's going on during this the next hour and a half. You can, Philip, and then actually Brandon could too, or Bob, whoever wants to jump in here on this. About what you're doing for the fundraising.
Okay, so during this time window, we're going to do matching donations up to $1,000.
Awesome.
And then what did we say the thresholds were on the prizes?
In terms of- we were going to go with $10 donation or greater makes you eligible for the SwiftTech H220. And $5 or greater will make you eligible for the t-shirts. Now, keep in mind, we are also extending the Newegg PC eligibility to donations $25 or greater. So, best bang for your buck would be a $25 donation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hell yeah, but of course, donate what you can. It's better than nothing. As long as it's more than like a dollar.
Totally.
We kind of went over that before. It actually cost them money to process the transactions, so don't donate like 25 cents. It's just cost them money.
Yeah. I mean, it is good to get those funny messages like 420 donation, but yeah, it does have to be processed. And Bob, as the astute father figure that he is, pointed that out to us. So, but yeah, we really appreciate it's very generous of you, Phil, to be doing this. How you been doing, man? How have you been? I don't think I've met you personally. I don't think I've been on a podcast. You've been on a podcast before, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a while, though. Maybe I was there. That's really awkward if I was there and I don't remember. I'm sorry.
I actually don't think you were.
I think I missed that week.
I was not there either.
Oh, okay. So neither was Nick. But how goes
No,
everything?
I wasn't there either.
Wait. What? What are you saying?
Just move forward, please.
Nick, I don't care if you were there, okay? I'm talking to Philip right now. Can you butt out for 1 second? Thank you. Sorry, tensions are a little high. We're just a little bit tired here.
I completely understand.
You're tired. That's funny.
Okay, Brandon. See, this is, you know what? No. Here we go. Brandon, this is what I'm talking about. Brandon, you like to stay up. Sure, you love to stay up because it's for the kids, but you love to stay up to lord over the fact that you don't sleep over everyone else. Is anyone else? Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen, oh, brother.
Called out. As much.
Hey, anyway. Brandon, to be fair, I did find APL face down.
Yes.
On my hardwood floor, drooling.
Drooling with towels on my head. That's where I slept. So
I've got to wash those towels now. I hope you're glad.
Anyway, sorry. All that to say, Philip, not to drag you to the middle of this, but how's the website going and everything? I always wonder what it's like to... Because I remember when that first started servicing and we were like, this is brilliant. And I know it's grown a lot. How's that whole experience been for you?
Yeah, it's been crazy. You know, I mean, I started the site a couple of years ago and it was just a side project. And I remember thinking to myself, I was like, okay, well, you know, there's an opportunity to monetize certain aspects of it. And if I'm lucky, my wife and I, we can make a little bit of money to go get coffee or maybe we could go, you know, watch a movie or something. And so I was in my full-time job and I was doing it on the side. And then, I had a 1-year-old son. So I was working on it, like, you know, 11 to midnight every night or something. And, but anyways, things have kind of taken off since then. And, you know, a little over a year ago, I left my job to focus on it full time and wow. It's just been having a blast since then. We've hired That's a awesome. Couple guys. So now I've got three guys working for me. We're ramping up. We're working on adding a bunch of stuff. This month is crazy because it's obviously, you know, you got Black Friday and Cyber Monday coming up. And so the traffic jumps up. Everyone's, you know, looking for great deals and stuff. And so, you know, we got a lot on the board that hopefully we'll get in by Black Friday, but we'll see. It's just, just juggling a lot of stuff right now, but having a blast.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really cool. I think you'd be you'd say you're living the dream, at least as far as being your own boss. I'm sure it's getting more complicated though, like you said, as you get employees and all that kind of stuff, and the government takes more of your money. But
you have some kind of like internal thing you want to throw out here?
No. I'm just projecting, you know, some of my own woes. But no, that's really awesome, man. Congrats on that.
Thanks.
Once again, thank you for being willing to match up to $1,000. Give this stuff away. It's really exciting.
No, you guys are doing the hard work. I mean, y'all are sleep deprived and, you know.
Not Brandon. Oh, Brandon's the most sleep deprived. Can we say that? He's the most sleep deprived.
That is fair to say. That is a factual statement.
Let the record show. I'm not trying to take anything away from you, Brandon. You really are the glue that holds all of this together. You and Sean and Bob and Dan. I don't want to make anyone upset, so I'm just going to list everyone here except myself.
Just stop talking, Scott.
Yeah, thanks, Blacklight. How about you interject with what are you doing over there with Nick? What's going on?
Well, we got this Nick cam, and I'm loving it right now because normally it's like, you know, Scott and Nick have their little romance here, but now you know they fight all the time. They're like a married couple, and I'm also getting my tits squeezed by Nick and Pancho over here. They're like that married couple that fights all the time, and Nick feels like the romance is falling out their relationship. So I'm like the home wrecker.
Jenkins is totally my affair right now.
We about to make reality. You guys should hold down the button when you talk, because
okay, then, no, it's because when we both hold, we have two separate push to talk keys, but for the same mic. And when one of us is holding it, and the other one hits it, it cuts off the other person.
They actually have both their hands on the same microphone.
Wow.
Just hitting the button together. So they're technology. Just holding hands the whole time.
That's just how it's going right now.
I was already betrayed when you and Nick and Chez were sharing head earbuds watching Modern Family on his laptop. I wake up and they're canoodling next to each other.
I think you were jealous, just to be honest.
Yeah,
obviously fucking jealous.
I was very jealous.
You're so upset to see me happy with other men in my life. You're so goddamn conceited.
I'm done with this conversation. So far, let's talk about what has transpired at the LAN already. We're very close to our goal right now, which is very exciting.
Which means I have to change it.
Yeah,
we'll have to update that. Which is fine by me. I actually haven't even done like my actual stream yet. And we're how many hours in, did we say? Like 27 or something like that?
Yeah, almost 30.
So I'm excited to actually get on that. Although I did get to have the spotlight a little bit when the dive kick tournament came up. and everybody seemed happy with my commentary. If you'll excuse me, I just chugged a Pepsi. So.
Yeah. No, that was, there was some excellent commentary. I didn't realize we had so many sponsors and what their slogans were, actually. That was the biggest thing.
Yeah, that was a pretty big plot, because I didn't realize so many of them had such brutally honest slogans about themselves.
What was the TweetDeck one? What was the TweetDeck?
TweetDeck's new slogan is, we didn't feel like being good anymore.
That's my favorite.
So, and I'm really glad that they decided to sponsor us, although we haven't actually seen any of that money yet. We actually had to rent this venue ourselves for our massive Weevo tournament.
Yeah.
Which, it's like Evo, but a lot more Wees get snatched off heads.
Yeah. And I think, did someone say we're already up to $700 on Philip's page, which is fantastic.
No way.
Yeah. Wow. Let's take a look. It is working.
And I have to say, cool. I don't know what it is, and I don't know if it's a coincidence or what, but that PC part picker shirt looks so fucking good on me, it's ridiculous.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what it is. Love it. It just hugs me in all the right ways. Like it just shows off my sexy arms and not my fat. And it's just great. I'll
tell you what it is. It's that the logo is right in the middle of your chest, and it really brings the eyes straight to your nipples.
That's probably right about that. I do have great nips.
Yep. Now Brandon's met Philip in person, and he's told me the same can be said of Philip. So
no, okay,
yeah. sweet. As for what I've been playing, nothing new really. Just kind of, you know, whenever I get a minute and I'm bored at the LAN, and nothing, you know, we kind of have, it gets peaks and valleys at the LAN as always. So when I have a dull moment, I've been trying out the Halloween event this year for TF2, which is really fun. I always like their Halloween events. They have good
Halloween events because they give me crates, and those crates mean that I can get unusual items. I like to spend all of my money on that too.
Yeah, the unusual. I think I'm up to like 3 unusuals now.
That's what I'm at.
Nice.
Pyro, demo, and scout.
People keep giving me unusuals. I don't know why. I don't even play that game anymore.
You're such a good dude.
They love me. I don't know. But that's about all I've been playing that's new. Other than that, it's just stuff at LAN. I played Mario 3. With Sean, and if you just add like 5 frames, like 3 or 4 frames of delay on the input, I am garbage at that game. I cannot adjust.
I feel like I feel like, well, I do want to say that I didn't ask you what you were playing, but I appreciate you jumping onto that topic.
You did, actually.
Did I? I don't.
You did.
You
asked me what I was doing, and then before I could answer, you changed the subject.
No, I said, well, I literally meant what you were doing right that second.
Oh, what like I was what doing at that second. Okay. But that's I misinterfected fine. That then.
It's okay. It's all right. Fine. We should do this.
It's got to be a podcast, man.
You're right. We should follow the format. Well, then let's jump to Philip. Philip, do you get any time to game at all in between your, now that you're ramping up with the site and everything, or what?
You got really, not a whole lot of time.
Not a whole lot of game.
Yeah. What's your go-to if you do have any downtime, or if you decide to game?
Fapping.
Okay. Don't answer for him.
Sorry.
You know, so one of the guys that that's working for me now, he plays a bunch of stuff, and I've tried kind of playing with him, thinking that I could compete, but I'm like a decade older than him, so he whoops me bad in just about everything that we play. I mean, seriously,
is
everything.
That insane?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's crazy. So we've played Call of Duty, we've played Counter-Strike. I mean,
nice.
He destroys me and everything. So yeah. I need to go back to, like, I don't know. I don't think there's anything I can play that I can beat him in right now.
We were just talking about that. There's this weird thing where, like, younger kids are just so much better at video games, and as you get older, your reaction speed just goes to shit.
Yeah,
I'm in that mode. I used to be like generally just really good at video games, and suddenly I realized like I'm just getting play me in Smash Brothers Melee, son. Face my Ganondorf. You're scared. Fight me on Final Destination, bitch. That ain't Falco. So no, we were talking about
excuses for losing to school children at Pokemon.
Ooh. Hey, those school kids are really good at that shit. They're like sponges. They absorb every bit of information I'm trying to memorize.
What excuse do I have, though, for losing to Brandon at DDR and at Dive today twice?
I mean, losing to Brandon.
Losing
at DDR.
Would be. Losing is a kind way to describe what happened to you today.
Well, I ran it back all the way to lose to you again, so just to give you the pleasure twice.
Yeah, Chez, no. You were using one of the cheesiest characters in the game, and you still couldn't do it. The Baz is ridiculous. By the way, if you missed the dive kick tournament, our winner was Rockopotamus.
Who dominated.
Who didn't lose a single set. Didn't lose anything. Never lost a round.
Does he actually play the game, or is that the first time that he's ever played it?
I don't know that he actually played it much.
In between rounds, I saw him on a browser, and he looked up how to beat Meskill.
He looked up cheat codes.
He looked up, like, tier strats and stuff.
Yeah. I'm still upset because Chez, just used a BS character against me. That's the only way there is to describe it.
After last year getting beat in some other game by Nick Fenton with his eyes closed, I figured
Street Fighter 4, where I did not look at the screen.
Yeah, so this year I had to at least win against a few people and then lose miserably to Brandon again.
You play to win. It's the FGC, baby. You come all this way. You come all the way to Wevo. You're not going home empty-handed. You're doing everything you can to get that prize money.
I think it still spins not win, so I'm sorry. Faith for life.
There you go.
Well, however you need to deal with the fact that you lost to Brandon pretty handedly. Sorry, Dan, you were about to say something.
Oh, no, I'm good. I was just saying I think Philip has taken off, but he did have very limited time. I'm just checking here. I'm reloading again.
Okay.
Extra life. Of course, the big topic today, extra life getting denial of service attacked. I mean, what kind of...
cool with that when you DDoS charity websites. That's so cool of you.
Philip has hit over $1,000. He has $1,005, which means he will now match $1,000.
Very good work.
It's awesome. Thank you, guys.
Already done.
And thank you, Philip.
I cannot believe. I've never seen anything like this. Obviously, those of you in the Twitch community have seen, streams get denial of service and things like that, and even Orb's Extra Life stream yesterday.
Not to bring Reddit into this, but I will say that there was one of the top Reddit things, and someone says they guess that they targeted level 3 CDN, and Extra Life was collateral damage, obviously, by being hosted in the same center. So... I mean, that makes more sense. You would think, you'd hope it was like, not that you want anyone to get DDoSed, but you hope that it wasn't targeted. If it was targeted, then I think that person, we should be able to do whatever we want to them.
Yeah.
So.
It could have just been a coincidence. It seems like a bit too much of a coincidence that it just so happened to be the one weekend, but we don't know anything about where they're being hosted. You know, they could be attacked all the time for all we know. I honestly have no idea.
And speaking of that, it appears that Extra Life is down once again. Apologies for that. Hopefully we can clean up the mess for Phillip's hour here. You already got the matching, though. That'll happen whenever it comes back up, so that's good. But as far as what we've done, man, LAN's been pretty fucking insane. Extremely stressful towards the beginning. But I will say the auctions with Chase were epic.
That was crazy.
Much drama to start the whole thing. But we've had a great time playing all kinds of games. Of course, the dive kick tournament. We had Tim do a sub 34 minute portal run, which was very impressive. We had Scott, of course, lay himself out last night in Outlast.
Rippy dip. Yeah, that game is well made, I will say. It was actually as scary as it was, like, they definitely I don't know. It's a good looking game too. I kept commenting on that playing through it, but yeah, it was, I won't say it was fun or I look forward to doing it ever again. But so we raised the money, so you guys showed up for that, which was really
cool. You met your goal.
I met my goal, exceeded it.
And
which was really good.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't there another night of scary games planned for you?
Well, there is like two more hours of the game, so yeah, we'll have to see.
We're talking you in that puzzle basement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's also Condemned Criminal Origins, but I mean,
back in the dead man's chair.
We'll have to see. We'll have to see how the, if the schedule
Outlast
allows
is the way
it,
to go. Outlast is the way you got to go.
Yeah, got to finish it. Yeah, I think it's like 2 hours. I don't know if it's a 4-hour game. I also was going somewhat slow, so I don't know. We'll see. But yeah.
Seriously, guys, the chair that we put Scott in, there's a very good chance that an old man died in that chair.
And true. The site looks to be up again right now, so get your donations in. $95,027 now.
Rippy your nippies, goodness. Guys. And I do have to say, I'm really excited for the relaunch of your channel, trying to follow in the footsteps of PewDiePie, Scott.
Oh, I can't. Yeah, totally. Well,
hey,
I'm
do you
thinking...
think you'll do a dual stream or dual commentary with Woody again or all something? Right,
we'll have to see. I don't know. If Woody's into the horror game genre, we'll see how it goes. yeah, there's. I think the main thing is I'm just going to do dual comms with PewDiePie. So that'll be my new thing.
I would be scared to watch Woody play a scary game because I feel like he would just be like minding his own business and getting jump scared, and then some dude would just come up from behind and choke him out, and then that would be like, fucking, oh my god.
Is yeah, JL.
Joe Lozon. Do you know Joe Lozon, by the way? Do you know him?
I thought his name was Mickey.
Okay.
Mostly because I just named him Mickey in my head.
I know Joe Lozon.
Stop. We've been over this. We're not doing it again.
And I think when I told you that I've told you that I know Joe Lozon, I gummied your inside and I was oozing all over you.
God damn it.
That is true.
Would you say there was seepage?
There was actually lots of retweet seepage.
Seepage.
Yeah, we
technical
had...
term.
Oh, that was one of my favorite things. We had Brandon try to look up an alternative word for penetration and all the synonyms, I guess. Or other words, we're
that
not.
Is yes, what those.
Okay, I'm just, I don't know. Okay, Brandon, you're going to talk down to me every time I say anything. All right, I'm a little upset.
Tensions are high.
Yep.
A little stressed. What were some of them, though? It was seepage.
Well, you have, you know, words like infiltration, thrusting.
Thrusting, yeah.
I must say, I did not expect seepage to be on there. That does not seem like a synonym.
That seems like kind of the opposite.
Social media seepage.
Or at the most,
it seems like
a
consequence.
Yeah, a consequence is a good way to put it. But it's also, in a way, kind of the opposite. Seepage is coming out. Penetration is going in.
That's true. Yeah, that's a troll, man.
Things can seep into other things, bro.
That's true.
That's true.
But penetration is just such a stark picture. That's your penetration.
Yeah, I guess seeping can go either way. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Guess depends on your seepage mindset.
It does. It depends on what side of the seeping you're on.
So
you're just bad people.
Yeah, what else man? What else has been going on?
A lot of infiltration.
Mm-hmm.
Chez and Nuketown kissed on the mouth. That happened.
That's
true.
Yeah.
I saw
and
they
got
children
shut down.
And for the charity.
Society
got shut
wasn't
down.
Ready for it. They got shut down.
That actually did happen, I can confirm.
Fucking homophobes.
God damn it. People are taking selfies all over land right now.
Here's the thing, though. I know that John has kissed many men in multiple places for no money at all. This is for charity. Please understand.
Yeah. And John never got shut down, but that's because he's on the inside.
And also...
inside. I see what
you're want to say, Chez, you don't have to feel like you have to hide your lifestyle now that you've moved out here and you're trying to embrace it. I want you to know the talk we had was productive on the plane, and you trying to act like this was no small thing for you isn't
really
helpful.
The talk consists of you being jealous of me and Nick Fenton watching a quirky sitcom together with sharing earbuds.
Okay.
Please don't judge my life. Me and Chez are actually going to be like the gay couple on Modern Family. That's going to be us.
Wow.
So
yeah, we do like lots of hugging and stuff, and we adopt children from other countries.
Asian child. Okay.
Beautiful Asian. Okay. Brings a tear to the eye.
Jesus. All right, so some semblance of a podcast is happening here.
Yeah, something's happening. I don't know if we can call it a podcast, but something's happening.
So what were you playing this week prior to leaving?
Oh, damn, really grasping for straws. I love it.
I think this is a pretty natural progression. I'm okay with it.
Fair. Literally, the podcast document just says LOL in it. I haven't shared it with anyone. Hey, it's just on my screen.
I think this is, we don't have to talk about games. We can talk about what anyone wants to talk about.
I don't think anybody's really expecting a whole lot of structure out of this one, guys.
No, I don't think we should have any structure. But yeah,
Most of us have been playing Battlefield 4, so there's the answer.
That's true. All right, so Battlefield 4.
I'm going to disagree, though.
Let's talk about it.
Do it.
It's good. It's fun.
It's pretty damn good.
I haven't bought it. Should I?
Yes.
Yes.
How do you enjoy the expansions coming out in a month?
That'll be great. First one, so
classic
with that.
Brandon with the vote with your wallet move right now. We've known this one for the past 50 episodes at least.
Open your eyes.
You're familiar with the boat.
It's Sheeple.
I'm sorry, dude. It's fun. I can't. It's fun.
I'm going to put this out there, though. I think we've played more Bad Company 2 than we did BF4. At
you guys have been going so hard on the BC2.
Yeah. Well, that's because that's a masterpiece of a game.
The game's still filled with sweaty nerds and tanks named Mike Pollack.
I finally got playing a couple of games, got a couple kills. I still don't get that game. Battlefield doesn't make sense. Fine. Fucking calm down.
I like BF4 a lot more than I liked BF3. I have 10 hours of BF4 so far, and I think I'm only.
What's the difference for you? The maps?
I think the maps are way, way better than BF3.
Do you like how that wasn't even a question because I knew what the answer was? I was like, what do you like better, the maps?
We've talked about it.
Yeah, we did.
But like, then I even tried the domination, like COD style.
Would you
domination
say you were a
mode
fan of Levolution?
I would say I'm a big fan. I was very surprised because I hadn't read anything about BF4, frankly, over the year, because like with big titles like that, we do the news on them sometimes, but I don't really do too much, you know, research into them, because you pretty much know, I mean, you know, it's Battlefield, it's going to be a Battlefield game, like that's going to happen. But I was really surprised by how some of that works. I think that's the dumbest word in gaming, Levolution.
It's pretty dumb,
but
yeah, I mean, we got when is Call of Duty out? When is it out? I'm so out of the loop now. Is it a couple of weeks? A couple of days? When does COD Ghost come out?
They might delay it if they can't get enough fish.
Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
I have it. I mean, we'll be streaming it, but
yeah.
I think it's going to be a Call of Duty game.
Well, yeah, totally. It will be
such a Doge.
Wow. There is a lot of Doge.
Wow. Such mobs.
Wow. But yeah, no, the maps are actually the main thing, because I felt like in BF3 sometimes, even on the not armored kill maps, I think a lot of us had premium or at least played some of the very large BF3 maps.
Yeah.
And I always felt like it was so big that I was just never even fighting anyone. And I haven't really felt that way in BF4. There's a couple of maps that are slower for sure, but, I just think that I can get into a fight a lot easier.
Well,
I feel that way anyway.
Can I ask you this? Between the two franchises, do you feel like Battlefield is doing a better job of innovating than Call of Duty? Do you think Call of Duty is just the same thing over and over again?
I think neither one at this point. With BF3 coming out, I think that signaled them essentially codding up Battlefield. Not necessarily in a bad way. It's just there's going to be a new Battlefield every 2 years, and that's just life. Like, that's just how it's going to be. So you're not going to get massive changes. Removing the blue tint was a great change. Sounds dumb, but the game looks a lot better without having some stupid filter over it.
I don't have to have that anti-aliasing poster or whatever it is on to make the game look, like, tolerable. It looks better with it off, actually.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, it runs really good, too, which we were all very scared of in the beta.
Yeah, I mean, I was worried that my 120Hz monitor was going to be, like, a problem for Battlefield. Like, I was afraid I was going to be dropping into the 60s, but I'm staying over 120 all the time. Like, all the time.
So, I mean, it runs really well, at least from what I've seen. I can't comment on all systems.
Lower-end machines.
But it runs actually a lot better than I thought it was going to.
Hey, you know what? It'll run really awesome on those two gaming machines we're giving away from Newegg.
It will.
Good segue, hey, Bob. Will you tell us about those machines?
You see? I'm a professional.
Very good.
Bob, how can people win those machines? What happens if someone donates $100?
Wait. Are we doing math again?
Yeah, let's do math.
Okay, so you get one entry per se. It's a giveaway, so it's not really a raffle. But You get one entry per every $25 that you donate. At $100, we'll give you an extra. So
that's would be five for the price of four.
Yeah.
That is US only, and if you're listening to the audio version of this, we already gave them away.
So you're shit out of luck, shit lord.
Scott's insulting anyone who could still donate to extra.
I'm talking to people that couldn't have won it that are listening on the recording.
It's November
version.
2013 and you're not watching the podcast live. You fucked up.
That's true. You really did. 754 people were in here, and where were you? Off jerking off to Rosie O'Donnell's tits. God knows why.
I prefer Roseanne Barr, but
listen. I don't know if no one's ever done that, but very few people.
Very, very few. Maybe somebody like was digging the whole motherly vibe she was giving off in like Harriet the Spy. That's about all I can see. Everything else is just no. No.
Okay. Fair enough.
And we're talking maybe like one or two people worldwide.
Alright, fair enough. Fair enough. You're listening to this on your bus ride home on Christmas? How's that? Okay, well, that's a lie.
That's a blatant lie.
That's just a lie, and he's a mod of ours.
I believe that's called a joke.
Oh, okay, sorry. I'm getting confused. The line between reality and jokes, I don't know.
Scott's not even sleep deprived. He got caught up on plenty of that sleep.
Okay. We should probably, on the kitchen floor. If anybody's listening, like, just listening, not really paying attention to what's going on in chat, you should probably run down the specs of these PCs so in case anybody wants to donate because of that, they will.
That's a good point.
I'm just saying.
All right. Anyone got the specs?
All right, I got the specs right here.
Two PCs fast. For a minimum of $25 donation.
They fast!
No, so the specs are, we went over the donation way that will work, but if you're live right now, they are identical except for the video cards. They are liquid cooled 3770Ks, yes. With one with a 770 in it, and one with a 760 in it. So that's the difference. So those are the two PCs. Anywhere in the US, we'll ship them. But sorry, you're out of luck, international people, unfortunately.
And if you're in LA, you can get a date with Nick Fenton.
That's true.
I did not agree to this at all.
That is, no, pretty much.
But I'll still do it.
Donations of $100 or more and living in the LA area. Unless you're Chez, he does not live in the LA area.
I live in LA County.
He in LA Bird.
That ain't LA. So, it's all right, Bill.
I'm content.
Good. Do tell yourself whatever you need to. Yeah, so definitely donate $25 or more to be eligible to win that. Yeah, and so far it has been going quite well. We are very close to our 100K goal.
And
we have a lot of time to go.
We do.
What was that, John? Or who was that? That was
trying to say nothing.
I was just saying, remember.
Remember
the 5th of November. Yes, we all, that's
true. We will always remember that.
Thank you for reminding us, Bob, that we were going to have a V for Vendetta discussion on this episode of the podcast.
I hate you all.
Twice, Bob.
How'd you feel about Natalie Portman's haircut in that movie, Bob?
Bob, that's just on a silver platter.
It is. It is 3 days from now.
Remember? Well,
look, at least GX Splinter in chat has got me covered and is routinely linking Philip's page.
Has anybody been Gabber?
All right. So, yeah, we're still at this land. So four of us are in the basement here at Bob's, in case people didn't know.
Four?
Well, four of the normal 14? Members. There's like 14. 17 people down here. Bunch of jerks.
There's been a guy in here, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bob cooked us some hamburgers. They were okay.
They were pretty good.
Hex, I liked it. Video bombing me.
Hi. Hi, I'm on the podcast now. Okay, bye.
And that is too much time he's been on the podcast.
Get him off.
And
don't want him.
But Brandon and John are still in Cali, but they... Brandon is still away because we went over. Very proud of this fact.
I really thought when he went off on his walk, he was really going to lay down, but he didn't.
I thought he was done, yeah.
He did. Kudos.
Yeah, you would have liked that, wouldn't you?
I would have liked that.
It's actually... It's actually all the preservatives and all of the frozen food Brandon eats that pocket. Keeps it. That he's actually basically not even human anymore. He's mostly plastic. He doesn't need to sleep.
Yeah.
So, he's a robot. Can I ask a question about video games really quick, though?
No. No, probably not.
No.
All right. Well, we played Brink earlier. Well, God, does that suck. Happened.
Well, that's not a good time.
We went over it. It's not a good game, though.
I have to say, I feel like we could have gone longer. It really wasn't that painful, but I don't see why anybody would spend their money on it.
Get
which,
out.
To be fair, no one did.
Yeah. Oh, no. A lot of us did.
Well, yeah.
I mean, a lot of us did.
I paid $60
niche.
For that game.
So did I, to be fair. But... I think overall the sales are
But you know what?
Really
I would have done it again with the sterling reputation of splash damage at that point in time. Mm. How could I have known?
That was a big hit to that reputation.
So you voted with
Ripple
your wallet?
Nipple. Well,
I did.
Yeah. A good example of Brandon getting burned by voting with his wallet there, but it happens. How could he have known? How could anyone have known? And I will say, though, they're coming back with Extraction, so I feel like we'll be okay. I feel like it will be... solidify that they don't suck. They actually apologized basically to you guys, right? At where was it? PAX?
Yeah, PAX.
Can you get an apology about it?
Yeah.
Some excuses.
They
excuses?
Knew that it wasn't as good as everybody wanted it to be, and they knew that they weren't happy with it, so.
I didn't get the air that they were proud of it.
Right. Yeah. The guy that you guys were all crowding, I mentioned it for a second. And I believe his words were, yeah, we got so into all the customization and everything, we kind of forgot we were making a game.
Yeah.
That quote right there is pretty telling.
That's what it feels like. That's honestly, that feels like truth.
You know what they say from the mouth of babes, right? That's weird.
Yeah. And that's actually one reason I'm actually really wary of Extraction is because Extraction we played and we know it feels really great.
Yeah.
But I played Brink at PAX East like 2010, I think, and it played great on the show floor. But when it came out, it was this horrible mess. So it's you have to be aware of that like controlled environment. It depends on what's it going to be like when we're thrown into the pool and told to swim rather than given floaties. You know.
Mm. I hate floaties in the pool.
Floaties are awful. They make me look fat. Why are babies playing Brink? Is that what you just asked me?
Yeah, that's my question.
Not only babies need floaties, Dan. Some of us are pretty sensitive about that fact. So thank you. Not a strong swimmer. I sink.
What are you doing, Mubot? All right. Anyway. So there is no news this week. This is just us.
Bearded villain just coming in with some great questions, like just what is going on right now? ? We're doing a somewhat live version of the podcast, but we're all a little bit sleep deprived. Brandon's not the most sleep deprived of all of us.
Uh-oh, I got some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
This podcast has no structure.
Really?
No.
Another breaking news, we're going to sit here for the next 40 minutes and just count down.
You hate to hear that.
Because we have nothing else to talk about.
All right, hold up. Here's what we'll do.
There's plenty to talk about.
Viewer questions. Put them in chat.
There you go.
This will be like Twitter questions, except it's coming directly from chat.
Also, how did that guy get a link through Mubot?
I don't know. Mubot's sleeping on the job. That's why I don't use bots on my channel. Screw it.
Mubot's fat as fuck.
Scott, stimulating the economy by not using robots for jobs.
Mubot's a fat, greasy nerd.
Actually, and let's actually take some serious... could they be serious questions for a little bit? Like, for real?
It could.
Probably not.
Let's see if it could even happen. Let's try to answer... I don't know.
There's some good ones right there.
Let's just see. Oh, boy, here we go.
Phantom has a good one if you can try to decipher it.
Somebody just pointed out in chat Jazzicorn's quote from the Rooster Teeth stream, who the hell are KB Mod and the internet famous?
Nice.
My favorite question that we've gotten so far.
Pretty good.
Nox Phoenix asks, Dan, can you come on my face, brother? No, I can't. I'm sorry. It was supposed to be in Randy Savage's voice. So.
And the serious questions as we... Here we go.
Sorry, I had to answer.
That actually may have been serious because you may have considered it. So, but the answer was no?
No. I can't.
Yeah, physically not currently able.
Friend's got a good question for Dan, though. Dan, how do you feel about your kids grow up... Well, it's not structured correctly, but how do you feel about your kids growing up around Cave Mod?
I mean, obviously, I would consider our content PG-13 plus.
Plus.
I'd say more like
NC-17. We talk explicitly. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? If I was in middle school, I would listen to this podcast. I don't know if that's good or bad, though.
Can we just say triple X instead and make it a lot easier for ourselves?
Well, it's not like we're showing our dicks on podcasts.
That's episode...
Wait, we're not?
Yeah, that's episode 150.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know. I think it's okay. I wouldn't want them to find our content online when they're five, like my son is now, obviously. But
yeah.
So you're trying to keep... So currently, because they're so young, you're trying to keep KB Mod and your children, your family, kind of separate?
No, I wouldn't say that either. The kids were here at LAN today.
That's true. You know what? Because I've only seen your kids on the stream like very briefly once, and I've never seen your wife ever. I woke up to like the sound of children and just assumed they were Bob's. And I woke up. I was like, "Who are these children? And who is this woman?" I was very confused as to who these people were that just entered the house.
This brings on a greater discussion, though, of should, obviously, it's up to the discretion, I think, of parents, of what their children can watch or whatever, at what age. But Dan, let's rubber meets the road question, and maybe for Bob, too, because you both have kids that are younger. When is, are you going to just, like, do you go off of the rating system? Do you go off of maturity level?
I just go off of, do I want them to repeat what is in this content? That's basically what I go off of. Because if my kid goes out and says something about Jankum, I'm going to be like, what? That would be terrible. But like, even the swearing doesn't even bother me too much.
What if your kid said something about white sticky pee? How would you feel about that?
Well, then I'd wonder what he was doing.
You set him down for a good chat.
You gotta have to talk sometime. It all depends on what age he is when he brings that up.
I mean, if he does it this year, I'll be really concerned for his health and probably take him to a doctor.
You know what my kids are going to be able to do on the internet? At your kid's age? Anything they want, because my kids are going to be hella turned.
Solid parenting.
My baby's going to come out of the womb and I'm going to give him some purple drink immediately. I'm gonna baptize that shit in Bacardi.
Hey, I have a good question from the chat right now from Mandrew Sandwich. It's a great name. Why the fuck isn't the podcast called the KB Modcast? I mean seriously, they have a bombcast. Good question, actually.
That's a good point.
That sounds really good. It's too late, though. We're idiots.
It's
too late. I'm not changing all those ID3 tags.
I'd have to go back and change all that shit. That would be... All those YouTube titles? Oh, man. We could pull an above and beyond, Scott.
You could reinvent yourselves. That's true. We could reinvent ourselves at like episode 125 or something. We could reinvent.
Yeah.
We could do above and beyond and stop doing trance around the world. And then.
All right, guys. Welcome to episode one of You and Grizz Baby 2.
There we go. Let's do it. Let's do it right there.
Oh, man.
Welcome to PKA Junior 2. Thanks for tuning in.
Wait, there was a Junior 1?
I mean, actually, it would be really hard to go back and change everything. That's really the main reason. That's honestly the main reason.
If we're this far in, it would be dumb to change branding.
Yeah. Will this episode of the podcast be us on Podbean? Go to hell.
Oh, God.
Jesus, no.
How do you feel about all your... All right, this is another
this is a good
question.
This is a good question. Real
what
good.
Do you feel about all your content being on the internet for the rest of time? Yeah. I think as time goes on, it will matter less and less.
There's so much content being uploaded every second of every day. It'll just get drowned out.
I've just totally accepted the fact that I will never be able to run for political office, and neither will anyone sitting here for the most part.
Yo, fuck politics. Take that one to the bank. What does it matter? Mayor if I want. Somebody will bring it up. You said fuck
Scott,
politics.
Have you ever seen Idiocracy?
On November 2nd. I'll be like, yeah, that's right. Come up here and fight me, bitch.
I have not seen Idiocracy, no.
Okay, you might be able to in the future, then.
People respect confidence.
Okay.
Anyway. Also, basically, what Bob meant is if you're a politician, you should fucking cover everything up, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point.
I mean, I would only really be worried if I were to ever make a massive, massive mistake, like that guy who jerked off on webcam and fucking everybody knew who he was and he lost his job and ruined his life. I Fly LNY, I think his name was. Something like
that. I think it's actually I Fly Illuminati.
Yo, fuck that then. Dude deserves it. Illuminati fucked up.
What does it matter? The NSA has been spying on us for 100 years, so don't worry about it.
Yes. The NSA has seen my dick so many times, they can tell me where all the freckles are located.
So many selfie dick snaps sent to the NSA from Blacklight.
Yeah.
I got the more speed dial.
The more content you have online, the less it matters. Because over time, like, let's say you have a YouTube channel and you upload, you know, 1,000 videos over the course of a few years. Like, no one is actually going to delve into those 1,000 videos.
You never know.
Well, I'm saying, like, if you were running for political office or something, maybe. Yeah. Just in your everyday life, you know, it. Even though that stuff is there forever, if you really wanted to get rid of all of it, you could basically just start anew, and then over time, give it 2 or 3 years, and your old stuff will basically fade away because it lacks relevance.
Sounds like you're planning something, Brandon. You planning an escape?
Well, Brandon...
No, it's just something it's something that I've actually given thought to.
I know for a fact that Brandon has... I mean, you guys probably realize as well, but has kept himself pretty clean on purpose, like in his YouTube content and all that stuff. And that's, you know, that's the way he was doing it. I made a gay sabotage.
Yep, we're just different people, right?
I think if a prospective employer who isn't like some new age, we don't give a shit what you do on social media company, if they're like a more traditional, you know, they care about their, you know, their image in every single aspect kind of company, if they ever found my Twitter account, I'd be out. That would not happen. I'm not getting that job.
That's true.
Ever.
That's true.
Well, but I work at a law firm, right? So, but I work in IT. But I'm not a lawyer. If I was a lawyer, then I'd be fucked. Like, I wouldn't be doing this.
Blacklight, you're shooting for a job with Gunners, right? I see you promoting a lot on Twitter.
I'll take
so.
It. At least a sponsorship deal. An actual employment, I don't know if I can be buckled down. You know, but that being said, if they want to send me some Gunners, you know, send me some promo money to promote their shit, I'll tell anybody whatever the hell you tell me to. Just fucking pay me. I have zero morals. I'll fucking tell people these glasses cure cancer.
Episode 120, Blacklight sells out.
But
trying to.
I think it all, as Brandon said, with political office, I think it all depends. If you were actually going to go for a job where you knew that this would be relevant, you'd probably just delete all your shit that you thought was going to be relevant to maybe you not getting hired.
The NSA.
Let me put it this way. I don't want to work anywhere that anything I've done on the internet is inappropriate.
That's a good point.
So I'm just not going to work there. But yeah, no, I understand. I understand that. And I know Brandon has been the marquee example. Someone that's kept himself pretty clean.
It's just a decision you have to make. I think the thing that's unfortunate now is that a lot of people don't realize, sort of until it's too late, that like that stuff is out there forever. And so usually it's not like, oh, I've nothing has happened yet, but I should stop saying really dumb things in public forums that are, you know, easily tied to my name on search engines.
Right. Well, there's also levels of how dumb are the things that you're saying. If you're just being blatantly racist or something, well then. That chef should
fall. Nah, shit.
There's a difference between being like hateful like joking, and joking, though. Yeah. And yes, some people are not going to be able to get that context.
True.
But like, for instance, when we say gross shit, like it's pretty obvious that we're having a laugh.
We're having a laugh.
We do enjoy munging every now and then, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like a really like less serious aspect to it too. Like occasionally I'll go back and watch one of my commentaries and somebody comments like an ancient commentary of mine and I'm like, oh, I wonder how my commentary style was back then, so like I'll kind of peck through it.
Shitty.
Yeah. like that's always what I think. I'm always like slightly embarrassed, but then I kind of stop worrying about it. Like it's kind of hard to get too upset about that shit because like so few people watch that. Those videos are pretty much dead. You know, you got that one comment. It's like one random guy who found like my Mario Let's Play. And I said, I cracked some really fucking lame joke that makes me facepalm. It's slightly embarrassing to listen to yourself sometimes, but it's so inconsequential. Like I'm all for embarrassing myself. I think embarrassing yourself is a great thing, that, and it helps. It kind of helps you out in the long run.
But we just broke 97,000 as a team,
mostly by embarrassing ourselves so far.
Yes. A lot of embarrassment.
It's going back to what I said.
Nick Fenton's gonna eat pancakes off my head at some point during the stream.
Epic.
That's not even embarrassing. I think that you guys would be proud of that.
That means I have to make more pancakes.
Yes.
Yeah. Get cracking.
I think that happened because Philip just put in his matching donation.
He did.
Like, very right nice. Now.
Yep, I saw it. That's fucking awesome. Max is at 21, close to 21,000.
Wow. Holy God.
He already ate cat food. I wonder what's next.
Yeah.
But let me look in chat here. More questions. What do you see for the future of Cavemon? How do you think it will change over the years? I mean, hopefully it just continues to grow, obviously. That'd be great. Although next year, it's going to be tough for this thing. Because we are just about at maximum capacity for Bob's house.
Yeah.
For power and people.
Pretty much. I either need to buy a new house or something else.
Yeah, I mean, we are...
Maybe I can annex the next door neighbor's house, knock it down, and build something.
I mean, we could kickstart it, too. So that's why don't we just kickstart the KV Mod house?
Oh, there we go.
Gamer Shore East Edition.
We can kickstart the KV Mod offices.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. But next year, my idea for next year at Extra Life is to rent a storefront for a weekend and set up in some retail place and get a connection. Like, plan it way ahead.
Yep.
That's the only way I can think of doing it, really.
I was talking about that on the...
cheaper than you buying a new house.
Yeah, well, you know. I was talking about that on the confessional channel. You know, I do think in the future, I'm not putting a date on it, I'd like to see this be not quite something as big as QuakeCon or something, but I'd like to see this
that
to be...
That style of event.
You know, kind of an event you can register and pay your own way for an entrance to. We'll see how it goes.
So, we just hope it grows. That's basically it.
We hope Brandon sleeps sometime in the future of KB Mod as well.
Yeah, that'd be really good if Brandon went to bed.
Be great if I could teach someone how to run a donation stream.
We've done it without you for chunks of the stream, so I think we'll be okay.
We got our boy Tim on it.
Yeah, Timmy's done.
Tim's on the donation.
Timmy Lincecum.
Oh, wow.
The shots.
Wow.
Tim got known, and now he is doing work.
Yeah, we're just fielding questions right now. All right, Blacklight has a question.
Okay,
he wasn't keying in because he's dumb.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. I'm not used to this. Pancakes the Bear wants to know, are you guys artistic? And do any of us play instruments or paint draw, like, as an example?
I can play guitar, saxophone, skin flute hero, and I can draw a really good picture of Marvin the Martian.
Nice. Okay.
That is super specific.
I feel like he was prepared for that question.
Yeah, like in case anyone ever asked.
If you want Marvin the Martian, I can draw him like fucking perfect every time.
I artistically craft fucking beautiful YouTube videos every day that go unappreciated.
Wow.
Sounds like you were, that was like a setup for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. No, the real answer is like not a single bone in my body. I fucking suck.
Wow. But your 60-second Let's Plays, those were pure art.
Those are art, yeah.
Those are art, okay. Skin flute hero, though.
Well, I play the guitar and I rap professionally, so those are the two things.
That's
true.
Well, I used to say aloud that I play guitar, and then, you know, when you're in Sean's presence,
you can't really
say that you play guitar because Sean plays guitar.
You can't compare yourself to Sean in any aspect. Looks, technical skill, women slaying prowess, all of it.
Super Mario 3
pales in comparison.
So, without Sean, none of this would happen.
Not a chance.
And what a chill. He just sits over there. Dude, nothing phases Sean. He's a pillar.
Doesn't afraid of anything.
I'm about to go give him a kiss over there. He's looking at me a little weird. Oh, there he is. Oh, okay. There he is. Wave, yep. He's such a baller. Man.
I played guitar once.
You played guitar once?
I used to play guitar in high school, and then I stopped. That was about it. I was a writing major, so I got into grad school. So I had some good creative stuff.
Well, where's your novel, dude? When you write
I wasn't.
Yeah, did you write Harry Potter? Nah, don't
I
care.
Was,
see
I was in poetry, Scott.
Oh, time out. Why have we not pulled out some damn poetry?
Because we'd all be depressed as fuck.
They're all very sad. If you want to hear one, there is one on a video. On the video about my parents.
Oh, I did hear that one.
Yeah, so we don't want to ruin that vibe right now.
You're telling me that you never wrote one happy poem in your entire life? I don't believe that.
I mostly used it to work through a lot of bad shit. So to me, even though I'm not using that degree, it was worth
it. It was therapeutic. That's a good way to look at something. Because I know so many people that go to school and not only don't use it to get through something, they become dumber idiots, and then they work at companies that I work for, and they're just retards.
Shots fired.
Shots everywhere.
No, I'm telling you though, if you are going through school, please, if you've spent the $60K already, it's kind of, I feel sorry for you because you're going to be paying that back and probably won't get a job for a long time. I hope it works out for you. But please don't come into a workplace as like a right out of college person and think you know shit about anything ever. And that your degree makes you, like, oh, well, it doesn't matter what you fucking graduated, what your GPA graduated. I can't speak. What you graduated with is your GPA, because once you get on the job, you're going to get your ass kicked for like a year until you learn. I'm just so sick of that. Not that I have a job to really even complain about, but this is back in the day.
Real talk with Scott Fisher.
Anyway.
Can I answer the question if I'm artistic?
Yes. Yeah.
Am I artistic? Yes. Turning up is a fucking art. Deal with it.
I knew we were going to regret that.
Turning up is
and
an
so
art.
Is twerking, and so is cooking, and swag. And
to be fair, I can write. The thing is, I can write. I just don't like to for some reason. I used to like it when I was younger, and then
you're lazy.
I got older.
You were invited Absolutely. To KB Mod because of
I'm
your
lazy
writing
too.
Ability. Your
That's,
career,
yeah,
Skyrim
I remember
thing.
That, yeah. The whole reason I'm here is because of an article I wrote. And they were, and I suckered these fools into thinking I was going to write more, and then I didn't.
No,
and then none of us did.
No, do you guys remember Blacklight's original Extra Life video? That's actually...
I don't remember any video of Blacklight's except for his most recent Extra Life video, which is actually going to be an illuminated frame on my wall.
Yeah, that...
Print out every frame, every still.
That video is the greatest promo video for an event ever made.
It's going to be hard to top it.
Thank you.
When you pop those pills...
I shot them up. I got turned up. And then I had to make sure I cleaned all the ones that spilled off the floor so the dogs didn't eat them and die. I forgot to empty the trash can I put them in, and I texted my mom and said, hey, empty that trash can or the dogs will die.
It's for a good cause, though, if your dogs died anyway, so it wouldn't be that bad.
I wouldn't care if one of them died.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But I really don't want Bruno to die, because Bruno is the fucking man, so... I would be upset, even if it was for the children. The other one can fuck off, though.
Well, all right.
Well...
Jeez.
Okay.
I think, any other questions going on in chat? I don't know. Was that
I'm
a question
looking.
We started off? I don't even
know. Yeah, it was are you artistic?
Oh, that's... Yes, it was.
Now, are you autistic?
Maybe.
I don't think so. Maybe a little. I might be like a little borderline spectrum. I don't
it's
know.
It's a pretty broad spectrum these days.
Yeah.
Completely.
Sure.
It is. Well, let's see. Any more questions for you from you guys? We are waiting on you to save this podcast.
All right, here's a good question. Since we've gone serious for a bit, we'll continue with that. Big Lush asks, why do you personally do KB Mod? Why do you continue to do this?
Ride y'all coattails to fame.
Jesus, you better find a better ride.
Yeah,
then.
You're riding our coattails? Wow.
Yeah, this fucking ride broke down a long time ago. My life.
About to say, you need to get higher standards. Jeez. Yeah. Well, let's start, Dan. Why do you do it, Dan? Kick it back to you.
Because it keeps me sane from my day job.
There you go.
Because I'd rather do this, so I keep doing it in the hopes that I will just do this.
Yeah.
So,
good answer.
I mean, I don't know. I love doing it, too. Like, it's... You have to have something you love doing in your life, or you're gonna go nuts, frankly.
Yeah.
So, I mean... That's why I do it. If I didn't come home and have streams to do, and frankly, if I didn't have these guys to help me, I couldn't do it either. If I had to stream five nights a week, as it is, I would burn out rather quickly. So it's really good that everybody helps with everything, and Bob donates his house every year. And yep.
Mr. Daniel, share the load.
So,
all right, that's why Dan does it. Why do you do it, Brandon?
He doesn't like sleep, so I need something to keep him awake.
I don't own a console, so it seems like there's probably not a better named group around for me to be a part of.
I like that. Okay. Anyone else want to chime in?
No, the true answer, though, is that it's allowed me to get way more involved in gaming and, like, really embrace it as a hobby. Whereas before, I think it was something that I didn't necessarily like share with people that I would meet, you know, and like it's not like I was ashamed of it, but it wasn't something that I would actively like let people know, like, yeah, I play games all the time, you know. I wouldn't necessarily bring that up in conversation. Whereas, you know, that's a few years ago. Now, like, this group has helped me become like really, really comfortable with the fact that gaming is like a completely legitimate industry, legitimate hobby, and that's my core identity now, kind of like it's always been. But that's the long and short of it, is that like this was a stepping stone to like being okay with that. And yeah, that's your serious answer.
I don't think we could have a more legitimate, heartfelt answer than Brandon saying that he went from being somewhat ashamed of KB Mod to now and fully embracing it.
No. Yep. No, I don't mean it that drastically.
I know.
Like, you know, if I was playing World of Warcraft in high school, mm-hmm. like that's not something that I would go and talk to people about. Like, yeah. That wouldn't be the first thing, like, when they're like, yeah, what do you like to do? And I'd be like, well, you know what? I have a level 60 rogue. I'm like the top rogue on my server. You would love this stuff. I wouldn't even talk about that. It would never come up mm-hmm. in conversation. So most of the people that would meet me just wouldn't know I played WoW. Whereas now, right. Like that would be something I would talk to someone about.
It is weird. KB Mod is like, at this point, it's like, just to get all mushy with you guys, but it is like, it's just like family, really, at this point. Like, we don't see each other all the time. But like, when it comes together, like, everyone's perfectly natural with each other. Shut up, Nick. I know it's really hard for you to get to your mushy, squishy side.
You know what? The only reason I'm here is because I signed an in perpetuity contract with blood. I don't even like you motherfuckers.
I was going to say, it actually is like family, because there are certain people we can't get rid of, but that's we kind of have to keep them around.
That's totally true.
I will say this. All you need to know about what you just said, Scott, is you, Chez, Fenton, and Nikon wouldn't even be here if it weren't for the community. So.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I love the kid. Yeah. Yeah. Are people clapping?
I do it because every Sunday it allows me to have an excuse to lock her out of the room.
Oh, man.
And I can say the podcast went on for 6 hours if I want. She wouldn't know any better.
Nice.
I say this as she's sitting right next to me editing pictures on Photoshop with headphones on blasting music so she can't hear anything I'm saying.
And you know John is being slick as fuck about it, too. He's not looking over at her or anything. She has no idea.
But it is weird to think about when we first started. I don't even know what we had listener wise or viewer wise. I'm just trying to think. I mean, obviously
it was YouTube. It was YouTube back in the day.
But yeah, back then, you know, I joined up because I was fanboying over John and Scott. Like, literally, yeah. I had no fucking idea who Dan was. Like,
Shots fired.
Shots fired.
I just joined up. Somebody
I
was like,
we
yeah.
were making
Somebody
progress
was like,
here.
Somebody's like, oh, you're going to have to talk to Dan if you want to do this. Who the fuck is Dan?
Oh, like, man, are you going to join Rooster Teeth after this?
Wow, yeah.
So I was just thinking
jumping.
About it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to jump ship on y'all motherfuckers. I'm predicting them next year's winners of Extra Life. I'm exaggerating, but, like, I think my, like, my main goal was, like, I was thinking, like, I should get involved in a community of some kind, and, you know, these guys are really cool. I like what they're doing, and I'm starting to focus more on this side of gaming now, and then, you know, and John back then when he was out uploading YouTube videos and talking about KB Mod a lot and talking about just generally PC gaming a lot, John is very convincing. He says everything with a lot of confidence. And why, Scott, how are you echoing? I'm on the other side of the fucking room.
That's fine.
Just kind of made me want to get into that. So, you know, I ended up writing this article and being like, you know, just to get some attention from you guys. I was like, if you want this, you guys want to throw this on your site, you're more than welcome to. And then the next thing I know, I'm invited into a Skype call or a Ventrilo call, and everybody was like, let's get this guy in here. And then I stuck with it because, you know, at first it was kind of a, you know, chasing after the people who are doing what you want to do and, you know, kind of emulating them, and then it just sort of became its own thing, and now I'm just stuck here. I can't fucking get rid of any of you, and I hate you.
Yeah.
No, but I almost got touching there.
Like, when it comes to, because we have this discussion, like, we want KB Mod to continue to grow, and it has grown. I think it's, if anything, it's been steady growth over, what, the past 2 years? And, which is good, but it's one of those things where it's like, I feel like if this community can never blow up, like, something that's, like, PewDiePie or something like that to appeal to the mainstream, because there is a certain barrier to entry for KB Mod, because like a lot of you guys have been watching for a long time. You get the inside jokes. And then people that come on, it takes a little bit to catch up. Be like, why is that Nick Fenton joke funny? Or why do we make fun of Dan's height? Or
most Nick Fenton jokes aren't funny.
Well, let's be clear. Right. It's not hard to understand why Dan's height is funny, because he's like 3 feet tall.
Well, okay.
Jeez. You know he's actually, because we can see him on camera right now, and he's standing up.
You know, like when you watch, you know, when you watch Lord of the Rings and you get to see like Frodo stand next to Gandalf. That's why it's funny.
Jesus.
Wow. Okay. This is not a Dan roast, but
you're all fired.
Yeah, we're all done after this. This is the last event ever.
Sorry. Remember that in perpetuity contract signed with blood? Doesn't work.
But it's one of those things where it's like, I wouldn't want that. Like, it's good to see steady growth and stuff like that. But oh my god! At the same time, like, I think we kind of keep around a community that we want, and I think we filter out the people that shouldn't be here, which is kind of weird and elitist to say. But it's not in any kind of way that's. Like, it's just kind of like, we are who we are, and if you don't like us, then you're just going to fuck off. And if you're going to send emails like, I'm super offended by that, then you're probably not going to be someone that watches us or gets it. But it is something that's really interesting to me to see how this has grown. Because I think at the beginning, it'd be like, people like to talk about like what kind of porn they watch in a podcast. Like, that's something that people like. And I feel like we found, at least with our community, the porn topics and all the kinds of random shit we talk about is interesting for some reason. So. Yeah, it's fun.
All right, let me see what my time's at here. Let's finish it up here with another podcast question as we continue the circle jerk.
Real quick though, we have 12 minutes left on Philip's donation window. So 12 minutes left to get in on those PC Park Picker t-shirts and the SwiftTech H220.
Yeah.
Why isn't Alex here? Because Alex is doing his own thing, man.
Calm down about Alex.
Where was it? All right. Favorite podcast moments.
Oh, God.
Moment. Pick one that stands out to you. It doesn't have to be your favorite necessarily.
Cat. The cat.
The cat story? That kind of catapulted a lot of things.
I wish we had more KB Mod animateds, because those are basically a visual catalog of some of the best moments. Nick Fenton's cereal thing.
Oh, cereal.
My favorite KB Mod moment will be when Nick Fenton eats pancakes off of Dan's head, though. There's absolutely no way that's not going to do it.
With syrup this year.
The syrup will be poured onto the pancakes on top of his head, and you will eat them as if they're on a plate. You will have a butter knife, and you will cut the pancakes and with a fork from Dan's head.
All right. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that. Gosh. Yeah, there's so many good Twitter question moments.
So many.
I have to think, in recent memory, someone's already brought up a jet. Stephen Hawking post-nerf.
Yes, that comment.
That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
Who said that, too?
It was Anion.
It's always Anion.
Anion has some of the greatest.
Anion started Will Smith, too. Will Smith was Anion.
See, that's the other thing about this whole community, is that my favorite moment wasn't even done by us. It was done by you in a question.
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry. Hello? Everything just died. Wow. I don't know if they're talking and not holding down the microphone or what's going on.
We're kind of talking to each other.
We were discussing that I totally forgot that I told the story about swallowing the crossfire balls.
That's true.
I didn't even remember that I told that on the podcast. That's how bad it is. I've literally never told anybody in my life that story. Outside of the podcast, like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Between when that happened as a child and to that podcast, I never told anybody about that.
See, family. I told you. That's what happens, man.
I have a really hard time remembering anything. I just like my mind is like a sieve, so I don't remember my favorite podcast moment. I have no idea who you people are.
Okay, people in the chat want to know the crossfire story. When I was a kid. I don't know how it happened, but I ended up swallowing those metal balls that you use to play crossfire.
I don't know how it happened.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't.
In order to have them removed, he had to go to the doctor. The doctor shoved one of those little trigger things in his mouth, and they came out his ass.
No. They made me swallow those like weird shaped little plastic things, and then they shot more metal balls at it to get it to go down my digestive system.
Jesus.
They actually just stuck Hungry Hippo up his ass.
Wow.
That's rude.
So, in conclusion, there's been a lot of good Tims, a lot of bad Tims, but mostly good Tims.
Speak for yourself.
We are how close to our goal? Any update from Tim?
All right.
Tim, or anyone? 97,807
right now.
We are very close.
And Philip is at 2,200.
I could say we are bubbling on the pre-you-know-what fen. Right? Right on the tip there. It's getting a little greasy. Yeah?
I totally miss what you were just saying.
Me too.
That's fine. I was about to say pre-cum, that's all. So I know how much you love that
word. How about you just shut up, you fat, greasy nerd?
And on that note, that positive note of calling Scott a fat greasy nerd, we're going to end this podcast segment. Now, the stream goes to like forever tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep going. But we're going to take a quick break, do some commercials, and we're going to get John set up. I think Sean may have to do some things. John was having a little internet problems, but we'll figure something out one way or another. We're going to get John on doing TF2 competitive mixes, I believe. It's going to take some time to switch over to that, so we'll just have room cams going or something else. But we're going to do a 3-minute commercial break. Again, all ad revenue goes towards Extra Life this weekend. So thank you very much. And that was episode 16 of the Cave Mob Podcast. Thank you for watching our first one live from an event like this. And we'll see you next week on the podcast.
The real thank one. You guys for all your donations, for sure.
Genuinely, I love you all.
Here to go.